Dino Quinn, and just finally, an update on the Waitangi Tribunal findings regarding legislative changes, treaty-inspired. And am I right to believe that it's quite convenient for governments to ignore the findings because the tribunal only has recommendatory powers? What would you say of its role then, if that is the case? And are Waitangi Tribunal findings being ignored?
Yeah, they are, because they're not the government, they're not the parliament. We are for these 3 years because we were elected. Soon there'll be another election. Maybe we'll get another government. Who knows? It's up to the people. It's not up to the Waitangi Tribunal to set the direction of this country. It's up to you and everyone listening and me and everyone else who votes in this election as citizens. The idea that they're some sort of parallel government, that we have to follow what they say, who are they? I mean, they're just a bunch of people appointed to a panel. And frankly, I think it's time that the Waitangi Tribunal was wound up. I'm all for the treaty settlement process. I think getting the Ngāpuhi settlement eventually, when there's a mandate, was going to be a game changer for the North, as we discussed earlier. However, I don't think the Waitangi Tribunal are doing anything that is productive for New Zealand right now. All they're doing is perpetuating the idea that we should all be divided by our ancestry. We should be ranked by the arrival time of our ancestors, rather than celebrating our common heritage as New Zealanders who have all come to these islands to build a better life at different times in our history.
As always, I appreciate your thoughts, your time and perspectives.
Likewise, Dale.
Ultimately,
great to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, David. Thank you.